हाजियों की सपों
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Respected honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to the segment. And you know it is with Mufti Muhammad Aku Saab Tamad Barakatuhu. The date today is the 8th, or it's in fact the 7th of Dhul Hijjah 1445. But of course our hearts are with the Hujjaj, so it is the 8th there in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, as well as in Masjid Al-Aqsa. So let's welcome Hazrat Mulana, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Aku Saab Tamad Barakatuhu. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum salam. Hey, jazakallah, Hazrat, we got jammed there.
No, no problem. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Mufti Saab, how's everything on your side?
Yeah, Allah's mercy. Allah is so kind. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Alhamdulillah. Gee. Every second, every moment, we need our Allah.
Subhanallah.
How things your side, Malana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. No exaggerations. Just before we started this program, I got the Bukhur burning now. So it's Nashru Tib, spraying the fragrance of Bukhur. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So nice.
Alhamdulillah.
True,
so
true, true.
The alhamdulillah. First day of Hajj.
Allahu Akbar. Gigi, what a thing. The first day of Hajj, our Hujjaj. This morning, mashallah, are en route to Mina. What an amazing feeling for us. And for them, subhanallah, true, Malana. I think we should start at that point, isn't it, Malana? I think we should be discussing our Hujjaj en route to Mina, because subhanallah, as believers, we learn that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He who is sacrificing should not clip his hair and her hair and nails." Subhanallah. And what's the wisdom behind this? Is because our hearts are there with the Hujjaj. As believers, even though, yes, we couldn't make it this year, and subhanallah, but still, our hearts are yearning to be there. So I think that would be one of the greatest lessons of not doing the clipping, and our hearts be yearning about what's happening there. Because actually, the haji goes on behalf of the whole ummah. The hadith is so interesting in Sunan Ibn Majah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-hajju wal-ummaru. Then the second hadith says, "Wal ghuzatu," the haji, the one on umrah, and the one out in Allah's way, striving in Allah's way, battling in Allah's way. They are the delegation of Allah. Whatever dua they make on whomsoever's behalf is accepted. So subhanallah, yes, our hearts should be there. And as an ummah is there, alhamdulillah. The haji has donned his ihram. Today is Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day where in history all the hujjaj would feed their camels properly and give them a lot of water, so that for the next few days during the hajj, Arafah, Mina, Muzdalifah, then the camel is, you know, healthy and ready and fit, alhamdulillah. So this, even in the same, you know, putting petrol in the conveyance, diesel, getting ready, preparing Yawm al-Tarwiyah. And in the morning, this morning, after Fajr, the Haji marches, calling out the slogan of the lover of Allah, which is Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika Laka, Labbaik, Innal Hamda, Wan Ni'mata, Lak, Wal Mulk, La Sharika Lak. And he goes there, and the first day, the haji arrives at Mina, subhanallah. So let's imagine the haji, but let's imagine it in the context of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Exactly as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, that's what the haji has to aspire to do. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the four salahs there. Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and then Fajr is performed in Mina, and thereafter, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his way. So Mina is here. Next to Mina is Muzdalifah. Next to Muzdalifah is Arafah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings, the haji passes Muzdalifah, doesn't stop there, and goes straight to Arafah. And that becomes tomorrow, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. This is obviously according to their sighting, according to them in Hijaz. But actually, according to our sighting, for us, the 9th would be on Sunday. But anyway, the Hujjaj tomorrow would be making their way to Arafah. So on the first day today, they would be there performing Salah, making Dua, calling out the Labbaik, the slogan of the lover of Allah. Subhanallah. And it's the sunnah practice to read the labbaik all the time, as much as possible, up the hill, down the hill, seeing congregations of people. And subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his hajj, and Jibreel alayhi salam came at Dhul Hulayfa to give this advice. O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your sahaba, mur ashabak ayyarfa'u aswatahum bittalbiya, to raise their voice calling out the labbaik. How amazing is the labbaik? لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. And subhanAllah, what's the meaning of it? لبيك actually is an emphatic slogan of change and repentance and returning to the obedience of Allah and the love of Allah. Basically, it's a slogan where the Haji is saying, Labbaik, O my Allah. And there's dual in it. And remember, respected listeners, in Arabic, dual is for emphasis. O my Allah, I respond to your call. O my Allah, I'm coming, I'm changing, I'm turning, I'm repenting, I'm changing my life. But there's emphasis in it. I'm coming, I'm coming. I'm turning, I'm turning. I'm repenting, I'm repenting. I'm changing, I'm changing. And in every one slogan that has dual in it, there's emphasis. Labbaik. Allah in the Quran Kareem says, Al-qiyya fi jahannama kulla kaffarin anid. Dual in Arabic comes for emphasis. Al-qiyya meaning al-qi, al-qi. And this is repeated in Arabic rhetoric. So in one labbaik already there's so much of emphasis, but count with me, respected listeners, how many times the word labbaik is in one dua of labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Oh my Allah, I'm coming, I'm coming. Allahumma, oh my Allah, I'm repenting, I'm changing, I'm turning, I'm changing my life, I'm channeling myself to your pleasure. Now I'm not going to live a life according to my whims and fancies. My life is going to be according to your pleasure and your command. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik, oh my Allah, la sharika lak. You have no partner whatsoever. Labbaik, again, I come to you, I repent to you, I turn unto you, to your love, to your obedience, to your command. That is what I will aspire to fulfill in my life. Lash, innal hamda, oh my Allah, all praises, wa ni'mata, all bounties, all praises are for you and belong to you, and you are worthy of them. And oh Allah, all bounties come from you, all pleasures come from you, all favors come from you. Innal hamda wa ni'mata lak, from you, and are yours, and come from you. Wal mulk, and oh my Allah, the entire kingdom belongs to thee. La sharika lak. And in all these favors, and in our life, and in these bounties that we enjoy, and in authority of this entire kingdom and the entire universe, and in deserving all praise, you have no partner whatsoever. This slogan is the slogan of the lover of Allah, and it is the root of Tawheed. There is so much of Allah's greatness, Allah's grandeur, Allah's love, Allah's oneness, all inclusive in this dua of labbaik. That's why the Haji repeats this continuously in Mina also. And then time is spent in du'as. We would encourage us also and the Hujjaj also, because these are meritorious days for us as well. Spend our time in du'a, spend our time in tilawa. These are virtuous days that Allah takes an oath by. Walayalin ashr. So we all should make sure we are up to scratch when it comes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Hujjaj, spend our time correctly. It's very suitable to read du'as and make du'as. Allah say, manna, beg from Allah, beg of Allah, beseech Allah. And also to help us, to encourage us, a beautiful book like Al-Hizb al-A'zam of Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah, and Munajat Maqbool of Hazrat Marana Ashraf Ali Tanwi rahmatullah Ali. Beautiful kitabs that we should read, and these du'as, dua books accumulate the different masnoon du'as. So it helps us, to teach us what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Allah, how he begged Allah, and it teaches us also what we also need to ask, and so forth, and so forth. Then the next day, the Haji from Mina goes to Arafah, subhanAllah. And in Arafah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Arafah. And when he got there, he went into this tent and then he came out. After Zawal, he gave these khutbahs, subhanAllah. One was his khutbah in Arafah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave khutbahs in Mina. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave khutbah in, obviously first would have been the first day in Mina, and then in Arafah, and then in Muzdalifah, and then again in Mina. There's so many amazing advices and khutbahs of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll just read through a few of them. Imagine in this one khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, what day is this? What lands are these? What month is this? What's this place? So when Nabi, there's few ahadith like this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on posing this question. Some ahadith have a response with Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and some other ahadith don't have a response, where Sahaba remain silent. There's no contradiction in the ahadith. At first, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed these questions, Sahaba remained silent. Because they were wondering, is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to change the name of these Mubarak days and these lands and this place? Because now he rules Makkah Mukarramah. Makkah was conquered already. This is the 10th year after Hijrah. Makkah Mukarramah came into the hands of the Muslims in the 8th year. And in the 9th year, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Abu Bakr as the Amir of Hajj. Because the dates were still, incorrect. Because Quraysh or the Arabs used to carry out something called Nasi'ah. They used to change the months according to their whims and fancies and other needs that they had. Like in today's times, they still change the days to an extent where they say, okay, it was sighted, the moon was sighted, and most of the time it wasn't sighted. And a lot of the time it's deception. But fortunate for the Haji and for the Ummah, the hadith is in Sunan ibn Majah, and it is sound. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the day the Ummah is on Hajj, that is accepted for the Haji, يَوْمَ تَحُجُّونَ فِي. And subhanAllah, that is Allah's mercy, that despite what they do, where they do those changes, a different form of nasi'ah, a day or two, they change it this way or that way, but Allah still accepts it for the Haji, because what can the Haji do? And he is following that. He can't be in Mina when everyone else is in Arafah and so forth. So that is the mercy of Allah, and in the form of the teachings of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So anyway, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu led the procession of Hajj in the 9th year, and that also was teaching the Ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching the Ummah that after me, Hazrat Abu Bakr is the leader. Then interestingly, some say, no, but Hazrat Ali should have been the leader. How can one say that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself appointed Hazrat Abu Bakr? Then even to clarify it more, Hazrat Ali was sent there after to make some announcements, but he was sent to join Hazrat Abu Bakr. So even for Allah clarified it more for the Ummah that Ali was present, radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr is present, radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr is Imam. He is the Khatib. He is in charge. He is the leader. Hazrat Ali is there making the khidmah of Hazrat Abu Bakr. So it's so amazing. When Hazrat Ali arrived also, Hazrat Abu Bakr asked him, have you arrived as a leader? Then I will be under you. Your purpose of coming. He says, no, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me to be under you. I am sent for announcements. So this is something very, very pertinent for us to realize and understand and share with the Ummah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Hajj explained everything. So in the 9th year, Hazrat Abu Bakr led the Hajj. Then Allah brought it back onto the correct dates and times in the 10th year, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led this Hajj, where more than 120,000 Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum from far and wide. Subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah chose me and Allah chose my Sahaba. وَجَعَلَهُمْ وُزَرَاءَ وَأَنصَارًا. And Allah made my Sahaba the helpers of my deen, and those who carry the burden and the responsibility of my deen. And then in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from all my Sahaba, Allah selected Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali. And this is the sequence mentioned in that hadith as well, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So anyway, here also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves from Mina to go to Arafah. His tent was pitched there. After Zawal, he comes out and he renders this amazing khutbah. And these words were repeated and resounded throughout the days. What day is this? What lands are these? What place is this? And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to Sahaba, isn't this the holy lands? Isn't this Arafah? Isn't this Makkah? Isn't this month the sacred month? What was the purpose of this entire question? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, like you understand, and we all understand that these lands are sacred, this time is sacred, this month is sacred, this period of time is more sacred. Allah has made every Muslim's life, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ مَالَهُ وَدَمَهُ وَعِرْضَهُ. Every person's honor and life and wealth is respected and sacred. Basically, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching the ummah, إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا. Every person's life and wealth, and in the other hadith, and honor is respected like these lands, like this month, like these days. And all the practices of jahiliyyah, and what's highlighted here is that of racism, is all abolished, crushed under my feet. And even the revenge, the blood of jahiliyyah, is all, you know, renounced and past now. Now we turn a new leaf, and we change. And then in that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke of the rights of women folk and so many important, pertinent rights. The harms of riba, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke of. And then interestingly, after every khutbah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, Ala hal ballagt, O humanity, have I conveyed the message of deen clearly to you? Have I made every aspect of deen clearly to you? Have I explained these issues of my ummah being united and one clearly to you? And Sahaba would respond that indeed, بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ. Oh, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you conveyed the whole of deen and you fulfilled this amana of deen. That's why our Hazrat Mufti Rida al-Haqsab, Hafidhahullahu ta'ala, explained so beautifully this aspect under the ayah of Surah Ahzab, Inna aradna al-amana. He says this amana ya means the same amana when Sahaba responded there, وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَ. You have fulfilled this amana. This is the amana of conveying the whole deen to the whole world. Oh, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have conveyed it. And this is that amana, that Allah offered this amana to the skies and to the mountains. And فَأَبَيْنَا إِن يَحْمِلْنَهَا. They have not fulfilled this amana. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Insan took this responsibility. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah has this responsibility. But because we have fallen short in the fulfillment of this responsibility, إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا. Quran Sharif says, very zalim, very oppressive in fulfilling this amana of conveying and fulfilling the whole deen to the whole world. Jahula, and very ignorant. Jahul, emphasis, hyperbole. Very oppressive, meaning in falling short concerning this amana, and very ignorant in the fact that the repercussion of not fulfilling this amana is severe and mammoth, that humanity does not know the truth about Islam and the truth about Allah's deen and the miracle of the Quran and the finality of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this question, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed this question to his ummah, he then said, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبَةِ. Everyone present has to convey this to everyone absent. And then he said, do not leave Islam after me. And then he gave one mode of doing so. What could lead to that is killing each other and cutting the necks of each other. And these sentiments of respect for every person and conveying deen to every person was repeated in every khutbah. Just to translate a few other khutbahs, Hazrat Bilal was there, Hazrat Usama was there, and all the Sahaba were there. And in one of these khutab, and this is in Sahih Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, obey your Amir, even though he may be from Africa. How amazing is that? Teaching us that every color, every race, every background, every nationality, we are one ummah, we are all equal. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on saying, Isma'u minni ta'ishu. He repeated the words, Fa'inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum. عليكم حرام كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا إلى يوم تلقونه. Again, the same words, till judgment, everyone is equal and everyone's rights should not be violated. Everyone's honor, everyone's wealth, each one's life, And then he said, take this advice, you live happily. Isma'u minni ta'ishu. Never oppress the next person. And how in this context, don't look down upon the next person. Each one's wealth should be respected. Do not take another's wealth unless he happily gives it to you. And then Nabi Sallallahu again, and then among the other advices, he said, Shaitan has lost hope in being worshipped in these lands, but he'll still try to make us do minor things. Be careful of him. فَحْذَرُوهُ عَلَىٰ دِينِكُمْ For our deen's sake. And don't even make Shaitan happy by perpetrating those things that we think as small. And then he said, stick to the Quran and stick to the Sunnah. And then our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said again, Allah, behold, hearken, liyubaligh shahidukum ghaibakum. These words were resounded every day repeatedly. Everyone present, take my deen to everyone absent. La nabiyya ba'di, wala ummata ba'dakum. Remember, there's no Nabi after me, O my ummah, and there's no ummah after you. You have to take my deen, and you are responsible for my deen. In Hazrat Jabir's hadith, and this is in Bayhaqi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, during the days of Mina, Ayyamut Tashriq, he said, Inna Rabbakum Wahid. Behold, O humanity, your Allah is one. Wa inna abakum wahid. And your father is one and the same. So we have the same father, we have the same Allah. So why disrespect another? Why look down upon another? Then he said, Allah, behold, hearken, la fadla li arabiyyin ala ajamiyyin, wala li ajamiyyin ala arabiyyin, wala li ahmara ala aswad, wala li aswada ala ahmar, illa bittaqwa, inna akramakum, indallahi atqakum, ala hal balaght, qalu bala ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, fal yubalighi shahidu al ghaib. Again, he repeated the same sentiments at the end. But then he said, behold, no one has virtue over the other due to race, color, nationality, background, language, region. None of that is relevant when it comes to deen. Even an Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab and vice versa. Dark skin, light skin before Allah, all is equal. And then Allah's Nabi said, Taqwa will acquire one closeness to Allah. The most honored of you by Allah is he who is conscious of Allah. Then he asked, have I conveyed this message to you? And then he said, take this message of the whole of deen and of this message that we all are equal and we are one ummah and we respect each other. Take this message of Islam to everyone absent. And this hadith, interestingly, comes in Ibn Majah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on his camel. And then again he asked, do you know this day? Do you know this month? Do you know these regions? And they responded here. Because obviously they understood that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was drawing an analogy and an equation. He wasn't changing the names. He said, I will supersede you at the pond because I want to make sure that you drink. And O my ummah, wa ukathiru bikumul umam, I want to boast with you. I want you to make me proud. وَأُكَاثِرُ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمُ I want you to make me proud. Let's take this message also. Let's make our Nabi happy. On Judgment Day, bring somebody, inspire somebody, affect somebody, touch somebody. Bring somebody to Islam. A Muslim who's losing his iman, work on him, bring him back, pick somebody up to come to the masjid. A non-Muslim who doesn't understand, encourage him, explain to him who our Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. On Judgment Day, you will be a means of making our beloved proud. He says it clearly in the Hajj, in Sunan Ibn Majah, O my Ummah, I want to see you and I want to be happy that even the other Anbiya will see how great my Ummah is. Let's make our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam proud. And let's do the work of Anbiya Alayhi Wasallam by saving every person. And even the Anbiya Alayhi Wasallam will say to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that our ummah forgot us, but your ummah remembered us. On Judgment Day, when the Anbiya will be asked, what is your proof and who is your witness that you have conveyed the message of Allah? The Anbiya will say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah will stand up for us and bear testimony for us. Let's make our Allah happy and let's make our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proud, O ummah. This is one of the sentiments of Hajj. Today, start with your staff, with your friends. Bring people for Jumu'ah. Make people's ikram. Let people get even a few inches closer to Allah. Don't underestimate your effort. Sometimes we think the program from the front or the big lecture only has an impact. Sometimes you speaking to one person can have a greater impact. Never underestimate the little effort that you may do and the profound effect it may have, a long-lasting effect. Allah give us tawfiq to make our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam proud on that day. Our time has elapsed. Wasallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Ummi bi rahmatih.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahib, you've left us on a high note. Inshallah, we stay on this. Make dua for us also.
And then we invite you all for our istima also. Don't forget, istima is in Newcastle, inshallah. Please. And we hope to see you all, inshallah, soon. Inshallah.
We're guilty because Mufti Sahib comes for our istima this side. So
no, you come here and we're going to make you all the ikram. We're waiting for you all, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Jazakumullah.
Right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.